guest today is Rob Fletcher. Rob, how are you?
Great, David.
What do you do?
I run a company called Quixote Consulting, and we're a team building and corporate training company.
And this is the second time I've seen you at a Microsoft event. Tell me about what you did here today.
Today we had 300 people build 60 wheelchairs that were donated to Rocky Mountain ALS Association.
Ah, so this was a team building event, but there was more than that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a combination of a team building event and also a community event and a charitable giving back to the local community right here in Denver.
Is that mostly what you do? Is that what your core business is?
Yes, we do a whole mix of things, but I would say the most popular thing that we do and the thing that I feel like means most to us is the charity team building aspect, where you're bringing the team building and the charity piece together.
So let's talk a little about what happened here, because I thought it was really cool. We divided into teams, and then we had to figure out how to build a wheelchair, because some of us are more competent at that than other.
Mechanically inclined or not, yeah.
And then there was a payoff at the end, which was...
Yeah, and then we actually had the executive director from the Rocky Mountain ALS Association come on in and talk to us about where these wheelchairs are going. And then we had George come in, who's the head prosecutor for the local area, and he came in and told us a man that actually has ALS and really gave us, one of the most moving things I've heard in a long time to really hear a firsthand account of what it's like to have ALS.
I thought that was outstanding. He didn't make it about himself, but he did make it about himself. You know what I mean? He did it without making it he didn't bring pity on himself, but he drew awareness to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, we do a lot of these charity team building events, but he told me things that I didn't know any idea. And it's really great to, you know, I think part of the charity piece is that people get a chance to walk in other people's shoes. There's a bit of an empathy piece. And then to hear somebody's personal story, it really helps with empathy.
And you were here last, what was that, February, I think?
In February,
Not here, but was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
With the same crowd.
Same group.
Tell me about that one.
And then we built bicycles for underserved kids right there in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area.
And the payoff for that was also really cool.
That was amazing to have all those kids. We had actually local kids as a surprise came in at the end, run in and get to meet the teams and get to get the bicycles and be super excited. It's a talk about a real meeting of your customers.
Very nice. Yeah, that was a surprise for me. We didn't know it was coming at all.
That's great.
So what's your company is Quixote. Where do I find that place?
Quixote Consulting, QuixoteConsulting.com, Quixote Consulting, or if that is for the spelling challenge, you can do whatsyourquest.com.
What's your quest? Anything we haven't talked about we should have?
We do a whole range of team building from, you know, large group to small group, and we do assessments like Myers-Briggs and StrengthsFinder and influencing skills and resiliency training as well. But I'd say that, you know, the most popular thing is the charity team building.
Give a quick shout out to the folks at Microsoft to help you out, the individuals.
Oh, Shayna was amazing. She was unbelievable. Okay. She was so great. And I told her, I just told her now, out of all the people that I work with, the client contact, I love them all, but she was the one that to me really cares the most. Like, she just cares so much. And that is amazing to me. And it's beautiful to see that and to make the connection with someone like that. And to she had a vision and she has more than a full-time job. It seems like she has two full-time jobs that go on. And then on top of this is the community piece. And she really takes it on. And, I'll get emails from her in the middle of the night and I'll ask her, like, are your twins keeping you up? And she's like, nope, just up doing work. So she's amazing.
That's great. I hope to see you at the next offsite.
Thanks so much, David. technology helps all of us become closer friends. I'm glad to have met David, and technology is going to keep us close.